Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Breaking into Venture by Alison Boehm Gates is a practical business and career guide that explains how venture capital works and how people outside the traditional pipelines can participate in it. Drawing on the author's experience building venture funds and teaching venture capital, the book aims to make an industry known for exclusivity and opaque norms more understandable and more navigable, rather than treating venture as a mysterious club. Gates frames it as a craft with learnable skills, from sourcing opportunities and evaluating founders to supporting companies after an investment is made. The book's purpose is twofold: help aspiring investors develop a venture mindset and toolset, and help entrepreneurs and business professionals understand how venture investors think and operate. Organized around core principles and practical frameworks, it emphasizes calculated risk-taking, relationship building, and clear communication. It also addresses the personal side of the work, including resilience, learning from mistakes, and building a career narrative that earns trust and access in a network-driven field. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, demystifying an exclusive industry and learning the VC mindset. A central theme is that venture capital is influential, but often poorly understood by people who did not grow up around finance or elite networks. Gates explains venture as an asset class and a profession with distinct incentives and constraints, which helps readers interpret investor behavior more accurately. Instead of portraying VCs as purely gatekeepers, the book emphasizes how the job is shaped by uncertainty, competition for access, and the need to make decisions with incomplete information. From that foundation, the reader is encouraged to adopt a VC mindset, curiosity about emerging technology, comfort with probabilistic thinking, and an ability to take risks without being reckless. The book positions these skills as transferable, even if a reader never becomes a professional investor. Entrepreneurs can use them to understand what investors are optimizing for, and operators can use them to think more strategically about markets and career opportunities. The broader message is that the industry is learnable, and that outsiders can reduce the intimidation factor by understanding vocabulary, expectations, and the real mechanics behind decisions. Secondly, access, building a relevant network, and sourcing opportunities. The book highlights access as a defining advantage in venture capital, because the best opportunities are often discovered through trusted relationships long before they look obvious. Gates focuses on how outsiders can build a relevant network from scratch, making the process more systematic than simply collecting contacts. The emphasis is on being useful, showing up consistently, and developing a point of view that makes others want to share deal flow and information. This topic matters not only for aspiring VCs, but also for founders who want to understand how investors learn about companies and how reputation travels through ecosystems. The book also reinforces that networking in venture is not only social, it is a professional skill connected to research, pattern recognition, and credibility over time. By tying network building to service and clarity of interests, Gates reframes power as something that can be created rather than inherited. The result is a sourcing approach grounded in relationships, thoughtful outreach, and participation in communities where founders, operators, and investors exchange insight. Thirdly, opportunity selection analysis, due diligence, and bias awareness. After access comes selection, and the book addresses how VCs evaluate whether to pursue an opportunity. Gates discusses due diligence as a structured process rather than a gut check, helping readers understand what investors look for and how they validate assumptions. This includes assessing the company, the market, and the team's ability to execute, while also recognizing that early-stage investing rarely offers complete proof. A notable element is the focus on avoiding common biases that distort judgment, which is particularly important in an industry where pattern matching can become a shortcut. By encouraging readers to identify their own blind spots, the book promotes more disciplined decision-making and potentially more inclusive opportunity evaluation. Entrepreneurs can benefit from this section by learning how investors pressure test narratives and what questions are likely to arise in a process. Investors and operators can use it to sharpen how they weigh evidence, compare alternatives, and decide where conviction is warranted. The overall lesson is that analysis should increase clarity without pretending it can eliminate uncertainty. Fourthly, value creation after the check, helping companies win. The book stresses that venture capital is not only about picking companies, it is also about what happens after an investment. Gates frames value add as practical support that helps founders recruit, form partnerships, refine strategy, and navigate difficult moments, while still respecting that founders run the company. This topic connects to the book's emphasis on power and influence, because the best investors build trust and become reliable allies rather than occasional commentators. It also clarifies why venture is relationship-heavy. Outcomes depend on long-time horizons, repeated interactions, and the ability to contribute under pressure. For readers considering a VC role, this section helps set expectations about the day-to-day reality of helping portfolio companies and being accountable to limited partners. For founders, it provides a lens for choosing investors based not only on price and brand, but on fit, responsiveness, and the real capabilities an investor brings. The takeaway is that long-term wealth in venture is linked to long-term company building, not merely financial engineering. Lastly, career narrative, resilience, and purpose-driven wealth building. Beyond tactics, Gates addresses the human side of breaking into venture and staying effective once inside. One practical idea is the importance of writing and communicating a clear personal narrative, because trust and attention in venture often follow people who can explain who they are, what they do, and why their perspective matters. The book also acknowledges emotional realities dealing with rejection, learning from past investments, and persevering through adversity in a field where outcomes can take years and failure is common. This focus makes the guidance more realistic for outsiders who may not have institutional validation. In addition, the book links wealth creation to purpose, encouraging readers to think about the kind of impact their investing choices can support. That framing positions venture not only as a path to financial gain, but also as a way to influence which products, jobs, and technologies get built. The combined message is that building power is inseparable from integrity, stamina, and clarity of intent, especially in a networked industry where reputation compounds over time. In conclusion, breaking into venture is best suited for aspiring venture capitalists, operators considering a move into investing, and founders who want a clearer picture of how venture works behind the scenes. Beginners will likely gain the most, because the book's value comes from making the industry legible and giving readers a toolkit for action how to find and evaluate opportunities, how to build a network that actually leads to access, and how to contribute to companies after investing. Entrepreneurs can use the same material to anticipate diligence questions, choose investors more wisely, and communicate their story with greater precision. The intellectual benefit is a more accurate model of venture capital as a profession shaped by incentives, uncertainty, and long feedback loops rather than by mystique. Practically, the book stands out in the category by combining an outsider's perspective with concrete frameworks, including principles meant to guide decision-making and career building. Compared with many venture books that focus heavily on market history or famous firms, this one emphasizes skill development, personal narrative, and the mindset required to persist. Its democratizing orientation makes it a useful guide for readers who do not already have a map of the venture ecosystem. If you would like to support Allison Baum Gates, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.